Welcome into Jaguars Live, presented by EverBank for the post-game report. Jeff Loggeman joined with Tony Boselli. Tony, I thought big step up as a football team just because you were doing some things to fight back at the end of the game, whether it be offense, defense, or special teams, to give yourself a chance to win.
Well, you know, you're right. And listen, what you want in the fourth quarter is a chance to win a ball game, and they had that chance. And they came back from some tough odds and got an onside kick, so that's a positive. But a lot of plays left on the field, a lot of opportunities for this offense to get some things going. I thought the defense played an outstanding ball game. When they had to come up big in the second half, Jeff, they did four straight three and outs. Offensively, they got it going late, but the turnover deep in the Titans territory by Cecil, and then just a little too not quite enough, just a little too late.
And talk about turnovers. I think going into this game, the Jaguars as a football team, they were minus six. This game is going to set them back to minus eight. That's a number that you just you have to be able to flip the table on that.
Well, and listen, defensively they had a chance. They actually caused a fumble and didn't realize it and were kind of looking around and no one jumped on a free ball. That would have been another big opportunity. So you got to protect the ball. The first interception by Blake was a receiver falls down. I mean, you can't that's going to happen. But those things – it's going against you right now, and you need something to change momentum. And, boy, that would have been big if you could have made that 55-yarder. That might have been the thing, kind of the catalyst to get them going in the right direction.
12 seconds ago with that 55-yarder, would you have considered one more play with a young rookie quarterback in that situation, or do you do what they did and go ahead and line up for a 55-yarder?
Well, I definitely would have thought about it, but I agree with Gus's call there. I think 12 seconds, too much risk with such a young team. Not forget just the rookie quarterback. You have rookie receivers out there. And so, and if you get tackled in bounds, you never get a chance to win the game. And Josh Scobie has a big leg. He's been a great kicker for a long time in this organization. Give yourself the chance to win it, and you hope that he can make a 55-yarder. Just from my vantage point, and wait to see the tape, it looked like the kick was a little low and never really got a chance.
Well, and typically a kicker, when you're kicking it long like that, you're hitting like a two iron. You're not hitting, you know, a seven iron or anything like that. So the elevation is not real high on that. Let's talk about the offense for a minute. Because on the very first drive of the series, the Jaguars offense scored a touchdown, which really set the tempo, or at least you were hoping it would. But the real key to that tempo was the 59-yard completion to Clay Harbor. But explosive plays are really not close to where they need to be for this offense. Is the running game that big of a part of the lack of explosive plays?
I think it's a huge part. Not just the explosive plays, but the consistency. When you look at this offense with the youth that it has at the skill positions, you got to be able to run the ball to take some pressure off those guys, but also to give yourself third and manageable situations. So if they averaged, you take away Blake Bortles' runs, right at 2 yards a carry. And it was they were very effective, and a lot of the success of the run came in the second half with Denard Robinson, who averaged over 4 yards a carry, but he didn't even touch the ball until that second half. So I think that what the run game does, it opens up some of the passing game. It forces the play-action pass. I mean, if you look at this Jaguars defense, where are the big plays? It's when they play action pass, the linebackers get sucked up or safety gets sucked up because they're looking in the backfield and there's open space behind. Have you seen that with the Jaguars offense this year? No, because you can't run the ball, so there's nothing to hold them. And so I think that's something that's got to figure out. Part of me almost thinks, are they better off just going out of shotgun with Denard Robinson next to Blake and throw the ball and then run a little lead draws and, you know, inside zones out of the shotgun, almost like Denver does with Peyton Manning. You look at that run game, it's all out of shotgun and underneath handoff. So, because right now, out of the I formation, they're very ineffective running the ball.
And that's hard to put a lot of pressure on a young quarterback still trying to do that.
But, Jeff, I mean, you've said it, and I agree with you. He's the best player on offense right now. And so why not? I mean, he is very comfortable with the shotgun. He is very aware. He not that he doesn't make mistakes, but why not do that? Because that looks like right now maybe that's your best chance of running the ball, especially with your tight end situation where you don't have your best blocking tight end. So who's there to hold the point when you want to run outside? So a lot of things going against this offense right now when it comes to the run game.
Big picture, when's the last time you thought that the Jaguars would have a chance at a two-possession game late in the game in past years? Because me – I don't know if I would have had a lot of confidence in years past, but now all of a sudden with Blake Bortles, maybe that mindset is changing.
Well, I was talking to Steve Tasker, who did the national game, TV game for CBS, and he said, boy, that guy can spin it. And he made a comment to me that I was actually a little bit surprised. He said, this is the best young quarterback I have seen with what they ask him to do and how well he's progressing, how far he has come in such a short period. If you look what they did today, they put the entire game on his in the fourth quarter saying, Blake, it is your game. We got to move the ball. We got to make plays. And he was able to handle it. He gives you an opportunity every game because of his buying time in the pocket, his ability to make plays off schedule, and his willingness to push the ball down the field. That's why I almost think, based on this running game, Jeff, are you better off just going to that style of offense and trying to get yardage and get score more points?
Talking about the defense for a minute here, defensively, the Jaguars obviously only given up 16 points. But I thought what was very impressive in the ball game was the red zone performance as well as their ability to give the offense an opportunity there at the end. So I think they did a great job.
Oh, they were outstanding. I mean, they did such a great job, Jeff. They were stout in the red zone, only allowing one touchdown. When it counted most in the fourth quarter, they made plays. My only criticism of them, of the defense, is when the ball's on the ground, let's go get it. I mean, really, that was the one bad play. If you look at it, as you'd say, man, we wish we could have done that. Other than that, this defense the last 2 weeks has played outstanding football.
All right, thank you, Tony.
All right, Jeff.
Let's bring in rookie starting center Luke Pawanko. Luke, the first drive of the game, you guys put together one heck of a drive with the big play to Clay Harbor, and all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, hey, here we go, right? It's kind of struggled there after that.
Yeah, and it's frustrating when you feel that success and you know it's possible that, you know, you got to figure out why we're not sustaining it, and you know, that's something that we've been focused on the last couple of weeks because we've shown flashes, but flashes don't win football games, so we got to figure it out and you know, fight for those couple extra inches.
Today you guys get Storm Johnson as a starting running back today, maybe thinking he would give you a little bit of a boost. The running game still didn't amass a whole lot until late in the ball game when you guys were able to put that drive together. But how important is getting the running game going to the big play ability?
Yeah, that's our identity. I mean, big plays are set up off play action, but you got to make teams respect the run to even have them think about biting on play action passes. So we need to establish that. We expect more from ourselves. We've expected every week, and we can say the same thing that, you know, it's getting better, but we got to show it. And, you know, Cleveland presents a great opportunity, and, you know, we're going to go out there and try to capture it.
You guys have had a couple weeks with the starting offensive line. Do you feel like that continuity is starting to grow?
Yeah, and you can even feel it in, like, the final drive there where there's communication is just, you know, smooth. And even on time, at times there's, you know, one call made and it's just going instead of, you know, a lot of checks and, you know, asking what's going on. So, you know, we're getting comfortable with each other, but we got to perform, and we expect that of ourselves. And, you know, it's got to come together in all facets of the game.
All right, last question there at the end of that ball game. Does having Blake Bortles give you a little confidence that, hey, look, we got a chance here?
Yeah, I mean, he did a great job in the pocket, or in the huddle, just, you know, keeping a calm presence. And you kind of know in the back of your mind that, you know, I don't want to get beat, but if I do, I know I got a guy back there who can make a play. And, you know, that's pretty, it helps you, you know, fight that extra couple seconds and give the guy a chance. And, you know, going forward, it's pretty exciting.
All right, thank you, Luke.
No doubt.
That'll do it for us here on Jaguars Live, presented by Everbank for the post-game report. The Jaguars fall here in Tennessee, 16-14.